Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it a human, her imagination, or was it a ghost?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. You can call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my friend Harper is here today.
Hello,
How's it going, my friend?
How are you?
I'm okay, I think. I think I'm okay. Yeah. What about you?
I'm good.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it was a weird week. The elections happened this week. And so it really is like 50% of the country's really happy and the other 50% really isn't. So it's got this weird energy.
I feel like this is just this giant wave of either like extreme excitement or an extreme wave of melancholy just over the country.
It's both. It's both. And it's weird. And I think it just puts this weird energy out. Because, like, I had to quit looking at Facebook because there's people who are so desperately sad and other people who are rubbing their faces in it. And I'm like, it's just weird.
TikTok and, like, Twitter. Oh, my God.
And, you know, here's the thing. You know, the way the country is, you have the right to vote for whomever you think is the right person to vote for.
Exactly.
And we have the right to disagree. Who I vote for might not be who you vote for when you're old enough to vote, that is. And that's the way it is. I just don't think it's ever right. And it's the same thing with sports. Because it's like, just because I root for the Cubs, I'm not going to rub your face in it. If you're a Cardinals fan, I might give you a little shit, but that's it.
Yeah.
But it just feels mean. And
it does.
So I kind of had to get off social media a little bit. I did post.
Because everybody's like such like different values when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And it almost, it almost kind of starts like turning into like discriminatory things when it's like one party, I'm not going to name which one, rubbing it into the other, you know?
Well, and that's, you know, it's just tough. I just feel like things have just changed.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this, our democracy, you get a vote for whomever you want. And there's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser. And that's what happened. And I just don't feel like anybody should be reveling in someone else's loss. Oh, I don't, definitely. I never feel that's right. So I don't know. It's just weird. I had to get off Facebook and for a while. But I did post a cute picture of my dog.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm keeping it at dogs and cats and stuff like that. I just think definitely. That's easier. And it's funny, too, when talking about ghosts is much more pleasant than talking about the current state of affairs, you know?
Yeah.
It's like ghosts. Oh, that sounds delightful. Let's talk about ghosts. Oh, it does. So here, let's just dive right in.
Yes.
So this says, my name is Taylor. I'm from North Dakota. I'm a graphic designer, and I recently discovered your podcast while trying to find something to listen to while I work. I enjoy listening to everyone's stories. And my story, whether it's paranormal or not, you tell me, happened when I was younger, around the age of 8. Now, I know this is going to sound creepy, but I lived in a house in southern Minnesota that was connected to a funeral home. I don't remember much from when I lived in that house, except I would sometimes get a creepy feeling from it, especially from the attic and the basement areas. There was one event, however, that sticks out in my mind. On this particular evening, I remember not feeling well and I fell asleep on the couch. My room and everybody else's bedrooms were upstairs, so when I woke up in the middle of the night, I was all alone downstairs. To give you a little information on our house, our living room was situated at the front of the house near the front door. We also had a built-in porch on the front of the house, and our living room had big windows with sheer white curtains that looked out into the porch area. I'm going to just interrupt here and say, I cannot at night, I have to shut all my curtains. Like, I don't want, I can't have anything. And
me too, I can't.
Yeah. It creeps me out that I could, that somebody could be looking in, or I could look out and see somebody. So, yeah.
Exactly. It just doesn't feel right to have your curtains open.
So that whole situation with being able to see outside big windows with sheer white curtains, not for me. Not for me. So it says, when I woke up that night, I was facing the window, and I remember seeing the shadow through the sheer curtains of a human figure standing in the porch area. That's why I don't want sheer curtains.
Yes.
I actually do have sheer curtains, but I also have blinds.
Yes.
At first, I thought it was a person because the door to our porch did not lock, and you had to walk through the porch to get to our front door. So I thought that someone had snuck into the porch, but I remember staring at this figure for a very long time and it wouldn't move. I think it maybe moved slightly like someone would if they were just standing. I wasn't sure. Anyway, I stared at it for a long time, trying to decide if it was human or if something was on the porch casting a shadow. After a while, sitting there looking at it, I freaked myself out and ran upstairs to my bedroom. The next morning, I peeked out onto the porch to see if there was anything that would create a shadow like that, but I saw nothing since everything we had on the porch sat lower than the bottom of the window. I told my mom about it years later, and she just brushed it off, saying that ghosts don't haunt the funeral home. They haunt where they die or where they have a connection to. I know this makes sense, but the figure looked unmistakably like a human figure. There was a head, shoulders, torso, and the arms hung down by its side, just like someone would do if they were just standing there. I want to know what you guys think. Do you think it was a ghost, Taylor? Here's the thing, Harper. I think that could have been an actual person.
It sounds like something I would do. I would definitely, like, if I saw, like, a funeral home, I'm sorry. Even if it's in the middle of the night, I'm going to go explore.
So but weird. Do you think it was a ghost? I kind of think it could have been an actual person came up on the porch.
Could have been.
You know, because doesn't mean she saw what looked like a person standing there. And yeah. Or maybe it could have been someone out front of the house. But I get what the mom's saying too about, you know, why would somebody haunt the funeral home? Because
maybe they had nobody else, maybe they had like nowhere else to haunt.
It's like everywhere I want to haunt is so crowded.
Exactly.
There's too many people.
Like who wants to haunt like a house or an apartment? It's like, why not haunt a funeral home? Why not?
And I think, you know, because there's dead bodies in funeral homes, so we assume it's got to be ghosts, but not necessarily. I'm kind of with her mom, but I think a ghost could haunt any place. Was the funeral home always a funeral home? Was it a house at one time? Because there's a lot of old houses, like those big ones that have been turned into funeral homes, because we have a couple in my town.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I think it's really hard to say if it was a ghost or if it was an actual person, because I think it could have been an actual person.
Oh, definitely.
Well, let's go to a caller.
So I'm a nurse in Alabama, and I worked at a long-term care facility, a nursing home. This was back in 2008. The nursing home had two levels. The upper level was station one and station two. Lower level, station three. I was working night shift assigned to the lower level, the basement level, station three. At the nursing station, we had a small monitor that showed us the security cameras on our stations, down the hallway, etc. Well, mine that night started glitching, and it would have like the white noise go across the screen. So I couldn't see anything on my security camera. Station one nurse calls to my station, and she said, "Is everything okay on station three?" And I said, "Yes, we're all good down here." She said, "Well, there's somebody standing at the end of your hallway." And I said, "No, I don't think so. All my patients are asleep. They're resting well." She said, "Look on your screen. There is a man standing at the end of your hallway by the exit door." My screen's messed up. I can't see anything on my screen. She said, "He is standing there with a black suit on, just standing solitary by himself, not moving." And I get up, and I'm a little scared at this point. I get up, look down the hall, peek over the nurse's station. Nobody's there. Call my CNAs. I said, "Everything okay with you guys?" They said, "Yes." I said, "Y'all haven't seen anybody in the hallway walking?" "No, nobody's in the hallway walking." About that time, our call lights were on a breaker type box. All the call lights light up at the same time and go off immediately. While I'm still on the phone with the station one nurse. And I thought, well, you know, some crazy things are happening around down here now. The call lights just went off. And she said, "Well, if you need anything, just let me know." So on my next med pass round, I go into one of my patient's rooms, and the patient has passed. So we fully believe that was the spirit of death coming to visit one of our patients. Lots more stories like this regarding the nursing home. Hopefully I'll submit some more soon.
Oh my gosh. That was incredible and creepy. I wasn't expecting the part at the end where they went and checked on a patient and the patient had passed. I did not see that coming.
I was not expecting that either. I was expecting like, and there the man was standing over the patient's bed.
I was more like, and we don't know what you're seeing. There's nobody there. I don't know why you're seeing that. But all that weird stuff started happening for her. And then the other nurse is like, "Hey, who's standing there?" And she's like,
"Yeah,
I can't even see that on my camera. It's not acting right."
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What
else could that be? Like at that time?
Who knows?
I think that's what she saw. I think it was the spirit of the person who just passed.
Me too. I think that too.
Oh, that story just gave me all the goosebumps.
And it raped me too. That one's like freezing in here.
That's a good one. That's one I'll always remember. Okay, so, and I've heard a few of these. Let's go to one more. It says, in May of 2016, my boyfriend and I moved into an old red brick house. Built as best as we could tell around 1930, it had that old world charm, the kind of place with creaky floors, heavy doors, and thick walls that held secrets. At first, it was just a house, nothing strange, nothing eerie, just an ordinary place with history. Our bedroom was odd, though. It had two doors, one leading to the bathroom, the other to the living room. And there were two basements, each one darker and more unsettling than the other. Two basements. It must be
like separated in the two different like entrance ways?
Like one building can be a duplex. I wonder if it was kind of like that, a wall in between, and you entered from one side and entered from the other.
And then they might have like connected it together like later on after it was built.
Yeah. We chalked it all up to the quirks of an old home and thought nothing more of it. But that calm only lasted a few months. As summer turned to autumn, things started to change. At first, it was subtle. Small noises, maybe just the house settling. But then one night, we both woke up to the sound of our bedroom doors creaking open and slamming shut. They swung back and forth, filling the room with a rhythmic thud, almost like a heartbeat. We'd sit up in bed, holding our breath, too afraid to move. Then, just as suddenly as it had started, it stopped, leaving an eerie silence hanging in the air.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Ooh. The sounds didn't stop there. We'd hear heavy footsteps echoing down the hall late at night, doors opening and closing, and strange scratching noises from inside the walls. Some nights it sounded like someone was breaking in. My boyfriend would jump up, ready to confront an intruder, only to find an empty hallway. We'd lie awake, hearts pounding, feeling as though we were not alone. Then, one night, close to Christmas, I was wrapping presents when my boyfriend suddenly gasped, his face drained of color. "Did you see that?" he whispered. I looked at him, confused. "See what?" He pointed to a scrap of wrapping paper lying a few feet away. It looked like it lifted up and dropped by itself, like someone picked it up, held it for a second, then let it go. Well, I laughed it off, but there was an unease between us as we finished wrapping presents that night. It felt like we were being watched, every move weighed and measured by someone unseen. A few months later, we had some friends over, and naturally the topic of our haunted house came up. They thought it would be a fun idea to go down into the basement and talk, in quotes, to any spirit that might be lingering down there. Against my better judgment.
That foreshadowing for an Ouija board?
Right.
A Ouija board? Hello?
And then the against my better judgment. Just don't go with it. It's your house. You're having a bad feeling. You get to say what happens in your house.
Yeah.
Against my better judgment, we all went down into that cold, dark basement. The air was thick and heavy and smelled faintly of mildew and something else, something I couldn't quite place. After a few minutes of uneasy silence, our friend suddenly went stiff. He looked at us with wide, terrified eyes and whispered, "I can't move." Panic washed over us. We tried talking to him, touching his arm, but he stood there staring into nothing. My boyfriend finally took him by the shoulders, trying to shake him back to reality, but he was in some sort of trance, and he walked right past him, his eyes glazed, and headed straight for the stairs. My boyfriend followed him outside, calling his name, but he didn't respond until he reached his car. He collapsed into the passenger seat, his face pale, and he was covered in sweat, and he began to cry. My boyfriend sat beside him, trying to comfort him, until he finally looked up, eyes wide with terror, and then muttered, "You need to leave. She's going to hurt you both."
What?
I know. That night haunted me. Could you imagine after that shit, then you have to go to bed?
It's like, I'm good.
I would be like, can we go stay in a Best Western tonight? Because yeah, I will never I will never sleep.
To our Best Western we go.
We're out. Our friend knew nothing of the stories about our house, yet he'd felt her, the spirit that seemed to lurk in the dark corners of the basement. After that, we decided to do some digging into the house's history. What we found only added to our fear. Others had experienced strange things here too. We found stories of an older man who watched over you while you sleep. children who mess with electronics and move objects around the house, and the most chilling of all, a witch who resides in the basement, a presence so dark that even speaking her name is said to summon her. Wonder how they found that, because, you know, sometimes you dive into the house's history and you find, like, who died there, but to find very specific things, ghost stories.
Like a witch? Yeah. Like, how do you, like, is there like a Reddit thread of this?
That's what it
property?
Feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
After that night, things escalated. Sometimes we'd wake up to the shadow of a man standing at the foot of our bed watching us with hollow, unseen eyes.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. Other times our lights would flicker, electronics would turn on by themselves, and we'd hear the soft laughter of children echoing from down the hall. The basement felt like it pulsed with a dark energy, something waiting. I have so many more stories, each one more terrifying than the last, but I'll tell you this, I'm certain we're not alone in this house. Thanks for listening and creating a place where people like me can finally share the things we're too afraid to say out loud.
That's
interesting because it says many more stories, each one more terrifying than the last. Like, are they still living there?
I'd hope not.
But it does say, I'm certain we're not alone in this house. That sounds present tense.
Yeah, that does.
Oh, my God. And did it say that they bought it or rented it? I'm going to look at the beginning. It doesn't say. It just says they moved in. So I'm going to assume if they rented it, they're on a one-year lease and you can't break your lease.
Yeah.
Because it is hard to break a lease. I don't know. I would not like that. And it's too stressful, Harper. Like living, feeling like all the time you're being watched and there's some dark presence in your house and there's somebody standing at the foot of your bed and then your friend comes over and then he's like, watch out for her or whatever he said.
Yeah, no. I'd probably be gone.
What? You need to leave.
You need to leave.
She's going to hurt you both.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'd be like, are you talking about my girlfriend or who are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. That's just some dark stuff.
Just creeps me out.
And do you, like, did they reach out for help? Like, you know, at least reach out to a paranormal group and say, hey, what do you do in this situation?
I'm a priest.
And where do I start with calling a priest? Do you just... Because that would be an awkward phone call. You call the local Catholic church and be like, hey, not sure if you're the right person, but I think my house needs a cleansing. Do you have anybody? Yeah. You know what I mean? That'd be a little awkward.
Yeah.
Who do you go to? I did talk to this guy on the Grave Talks, and he went to a store, like a woman who sold crystals and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in to buy some sage because they wanted to do a house cleansing. So he went in and he asked her, you know, what should I do? And she's like, you know what? I'm closing down and I'm going to your house right now. And she went and got rid of it. Like whatever she did.
I think you just walk into like a witchcraft store and talk to the resident person there.
Man, I'd be doing something because I couldn't live like that. I would never sleep. There ain't enough Tylenol PM in the world. To get me to sleep through that stuff.
I know, right?
I don't like it at all. Well, if you have a real ghost story, creepy ones like that, we love them. Call in at 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show with the advanced episodes and access to the archive, then you need to become a premium subscriber. You can do that a few ways. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
the social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.